This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and Morning Devotions. You know, we're very good at making excuses. It can be very simple to put off something you don't really want to do. Have you ever catch yourself making excuses when things don't go your own way? Have you ever neglected taking responsibility for something, the events and circumstances? And have you ever tried to explain away why you didn't or couldn't or shouldn't or just wouldn't do something? I know I've been guilty of this, and maybe you have too. Is it part of just being human? Well, let's be honest today. Accepting responsibility for one's actions and admitting our mistakes or our foolishness, not easy. It's a difficult thing. There aren't many people, I think, who willingly admit to making a mistake or sort of owning up to something. It's far easier, isn't it, just to make up some excuse. Let's face it, when you make a mistake, the first thought that comes to your mind is, is there anything or anyone else I can blame? Perhaps the exception was George Washington. Dear old George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. He was renowned for his truthfulness. Perhaps it was a habit he found hard to break. Perhaps you're familiar with his famous words when asked, did you chop down that tree? Yes, Father, he said. I can't tell a lie. I chopped down the cherry tree. Well, that's what the story says anyway. And because of his honesty, young George avoided the punishment that he deserved. So we can postpone something that we know is really important. We can blame somebody else. Why do we do that? Is it fear of making a mistake or of change? Change can be one of the hardest things to face, especially as we get older. And we like to stay within our own comfort zone. It's safe, predictable. Now, the truth is that every day that there are possibilities just around the corner. If you lock yourself away from making one excuse after another, you'll never really grow mentally or spiritually into a mature thinking person. Who wants to live like that? You can lack the motivation to sort of get up and keep going. I've heard people say, I don't feel inspired enough to step out in faith. But is that good enough? For example, a lack of sleep could be the reason why you're feeling so tired throughout the day. And when you're feeling tired, you'd feel lack of inspiration. If you dig a bit deeper, it could be your diet that's causing you sleeplessness or not getting enough exercise. You're simply not getting enough exercise because you're working longer hours. So on it goes. We need to accept full responsibility for our own failures and our own mistakes. Excuses are often made because we don't want to take full responsibility for our own faults. And when we do own up, we actually grow in our own confidence. We feel empowered because life is no longer built upon luck or fortune, but actually on our own ability to successfully adapt to the changing conditions that come our way. Do you know that we've inherited our deceitful ways? The little word there is sin. The first sin committed in the Bible resulted in excuse. You know what the excuse was? The devil made me do it. Adam and Eve. And it was followed by another excuse where Adam said, it was the woman, he's talking to God, it was the woman you gave me who brought me, and I ate of that fruit. There was another excuse, that was Adam's excuse. So the Bible says that we should resist the temptation. James in the New Testament says, remember when someone wants to do wrong, is never God who is tempting him. Temptation is the pull of man's own evil thoughts and wishes. And the Bible is full of broken promises and excuses. Moses, who was trained as a leader in Pharaoh's court, he was asked by God to deliver the people of Israel. But what did he say? No, Lord, I'm not a good speaker. I've never been. I'm not now. Even after you've spoken to me, I've got a speech impediment. Lord, please send somebody else. And there's another great story, I haven't got time to look at it today, in Matthew 22, the story of guests coming who were invited to a wedding banquet, and they had one excuse after the other. So a lifelong habit of making excuses? No, that would be just an unhealthy way to live. Dear Lord, we do acknowledge that we do make excuses. Really, Lord, teach us a better way. And I ask this for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.